talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do or say to our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I want to be your man. I said a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
But I know, no matter what it takes, I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday. I know my kingdom awaits, and they've forgiven my mistakes.
Good afternoon and Happy New Year. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was Skylar Gray singing Coming Home, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home. And if you would like us to play your favorite home theme song at the beginning of our show, just visit Charleston Home and Design Magazine's Facebook page and make a comment, and we will play your song, and we will send you a free Charleston Home and Design Magazine t-shirt. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up January 26th through the 29th at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Also the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, which happens every April at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be hearing from Steve Bostick with Insul Steel Building Enclosures, and we're very proud to have Insul Steel Building Enclosures as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening January 26th through the 29th. Also, we'll be talking with Ken Good with Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens, Kathy Bullock with Floor Coverings International, Robert Gatch with All About Garage Doors, and Bob Hyland with Southern Lumber and Millwork. Well, this is a very exciting time for Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We are working very, very hard preparing for the Charleston Home and Design Show. I mentioned January 26th through the 29th. That's Thursday through Sunday. And we've moved our very highly successful home show party that usually happens on Friday night to Thursday night. So it's going to be a true preview party. The party will happen on Thursday evening from 6 until 9, and then the show will open officially to the public on Friday, January 27th. So if you'd like to see the show before everybody else, you'll want to visit charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com. And we've got tickets on sale for $15 to the home show preview party on Thursday evening, January 26th. They're only $15, and that entitles you to complimentary beer, wine, and all of the vendor booths have got catered food at their booths, so it's at their display. So it's a nice way to mingle, and we always get a lot of custom builders and interior designers, architects, and homeowners that come out to the to our home show parties. And this is happening on Thursday from 6 until 9, January 26th. In addition, I mentioned this is an exciting time. Our new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine is now out. You want to pick it up. It's got Thomas Ravenel of Southern Charm on the cover, and you can pick that up at several of the retail shops throughout the Charleston area that sell home products and goods. Have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is being sponsored by Insul Steel Constructors, and we're very proud to have Insul Steel as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up January 27th through the 29th at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Steve Bostick with Insul Steel. How are you doing, Steve?
Great, Tim. How are you today?
Good. Tell everybody about Insul Steel.
Well, Tim, Insul Steel, we've been in business in this market for approximately 6 years, and we design extreme energy efficient homes that have great indoor air quality. And our strengths of our buildings, as you know, we recently had a demonstration about a year ago, and that was the Johns Island tornado hit one of our houses, and we had zero damage. Well, everyone in the neighborhood had severe damage. I mean, buildings are torn down. Mm-hmm. So it's a very energy efficient. We have extreme high air quality. And then, of course, we have the building strength.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So a homeowner that is looking to build a new home, they definitely want to talk with you at Insul Steel, because you folks have created a kind of a new way of building a home that's cost could be compared in the cost of building an average custom built home. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. We're very much our total building process. We supply the architects, or you can bring your own, and we do the interior design and do all the outfitting in the house. So that's all included in the cost of what we do, or we call the cost of ownership.
Mm-hmm.
So the cost of ownership really has to do with three things. One is, how much are you spending to get your house designed and the time frame that you spend to do that? Secondly, it's the cost of the building, the structure itself, and all the things that go into it. And then thirdly, your ongoing cost often is significantly higher than a lot of people would anticipate going in. So we really focus on all three of those.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's what makes us extremely competitive for people that are interested in building and designing, you know, their own home the way they would like it to be.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So Insul Steel will be demonstrating some of their unique building enclosures at the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up in a couple weeks, and you'll have the Insul Steel Eco Shell on display at the Charleston Home and Design Show. Describe what the Eco Shell looks like and why that's something that anyone that's thinking about building a new home needs to check this out.
Well, Tim, that's correct. We'll have a full display showing our what we call our eco shell. And what's different about that in general is that the buildings are designed, and rather than to utilize stick frame and materials that are, you know, subject to all kinds of breakdown over the years from termites and all the inefficiencies that go into that, including the amount of waste that goes into building the house on the front end, we really obsolete that whole process. And so we design a steel frame system, and we inject expanded polystyrene into a mold that's designed to make each aspect of the house. And that is to say that it's like a set of Legos. You put it all together exactly the way you designed it.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives us extreme energy efficiency along the way, but also eliminates virtually all the waste. And then we build them so that we can put extreme energy efficiency systems in, including the idea of exchanging the air continually every hour in the building.
Mm-hmm.
So you say, well, why do you want to exchange the air? Well, number one, the pollutants that are inside of the house, if you were ever to look at an analysis of what's inside, you know, it's a product of the outside coming in as well as the people inside. Mm-hmm. The materials that are used,
the off-gassing,
the whole idea of volatile organic compounds that are floating in the air,
mm-hmm,
is extremely inefficient as, mm-hmm, well as caustic to your lungs. And that is a particularly a big problem for infants, little, small kids are growing up, as well as we all get older and our lungs don't work as well. So we really spend a lot of time. In fact, we've designed a system that's been approved by the EPA, and we're the only people within probably 500 miles of here that is doing anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the conventional wisdom when building a home used to be that you wanted the house to breathe, and you go up to the attic, and there's ridge vents, the roof is installed so that the hot air in the summertime will escape. But today, most people are building homes that are very, very tight, and so you want that. You want to get rid of the air quality is something very important. You want to get rid of the bad air and recirculate the good air into your home. So, air quality is a big thing. Does a house that is built with using insul steel building enclosures, will it look any different from another house? Are there any restrictions on the design of the home? Will it look any different?
Oh, that's a great question, Tim. The only time that it looks any different is while it's under construction. And our structures and our panel systems, like I said, are designed and engineered so that when they all come together, we get an airtight building. But then putting the whole house ventilation system together, which is really critical in how you ventilate the house and keep the air moving. So it's an answer basically to your question. It doesn't look any different when it's finished. Mm-hmm. But during the process, it's remarkable the way the owners of our homes watch how strong it is. And one of our clients recently down in Stono Ferry had a whole neighborhood over and said, if for any reason we ever get a storm here again, we're all coming over.
Mm-hmm. So the walls, you mentioned steel framing and also polystyrene foam, which is kind of a well-known method, a structural insulated panel, basically, is mm-hmm. similar to what
you know, it's been used for 35, 40 years. As part of a structural insulated panel. The difference in our system, it's injected molded, so the process is built to withstand over 200-mile-an-hour winds. Mm. And so I think it's our steel frame and the injection of the expanded polystyrene that gives the energy efficiency and helps us create great air quality inside the envelope. So it's radically different than a traditional stick built, or for that matter, a SIPS panel. We've built with SIPS panels for many years, and we've just found that this system is infinitely better to use.
And the polystyrene foam in the walls, that eliminates the need to have a insulation installer come and install insulation in your house.
Yeah, every bit of the insulation that's done is built into our panel off-site, so that we're not bringing people in from outside to blow foam and things inside, which there are many things that we would object to about that, but the simple answer is that it's all built as part of our system, injected, and then we assemble the house on site.
So the best insulation you can buy today is like a spray foam insulation. That's going to insulate your house the best, and you'll have the lowest energy bills, and you're getting basically the same type of outcome with the eco shell walls, so that eliminates that in the budget. You don't have to pay the insulation installer, and the nice thing is after the fact, when you move into the house, you're going to have very, very low energy bills.
Yeah, we actually, Tim, have a number of houses here that built in Charleston area that the electric bill is as low as $150 to $200 a year.
And you have some solar panels that are installed on the house, too.
Yeah, that's true. When you build really efficiently and airtight, you eliminate a lot of the demand for energy in the house. So we actually cut demand just using our panels and our building system by about 70%. Then it makes sense to put solar photovoltaic panels on the roof when you only need a third of those. Mm-hmm. And the package that we put together for our clients literally makes the net cost of that whole solar system, you know, less than $10,000, and you recover that in the first 2 years.
Mm, very good. And you mentioned the strength. The Insul steel built homes are much stronger than stick built homes. And you mentioned being able to withstand 200-mile-per-hour winds, which, you know, it hasn't been Hurricane Matthew is still in our minds. So we're going to get hurricanes here in Charleston. So you want the strongest built home that you can get.
Well, actually, we have three clients that, following that storm, came to us and want us to build their home on the beach, actually. Mm-hmm. So when I mentioned 200-mile-an-hour winds, that's a building standard that we've tested to, and certainly the way we put the building together, our clients should have little or no concern about winds and or water that can wash up and take the legs right out from under a house.
Mm-hmm. Well, come see the Insul Steel Eco Shell on display at the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up January 27th through the 29th. And how can folks get more information about Insul Steel building enclosures on their own?
Well, a lot of people just visit our website, www.insulsteel.com. And our location, we have a design studio up off of on Marina Drive, if you know where that is. It's 619 Marina Drive.
Right off of Clements Ferry.
It's right off of Clements Ferry North.
Very good. Well, we have been talking with Steve Bostick with Insul Steel Building Enclosures. And special thanks to Insul Steel Building Enclosures for being a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show. Thanks, Steve.
Okay, thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is being sponsored by Insul Steel Constructors, and we're very proud to have Insul Steel Constructors as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up January 27th through the 29th at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Ken Good with Palmetto Outdoor Kitchen. How you doing, Ken?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Tim?
Good, good. Take a moment, Ken, and tell everybody about Palmetto Outdoor Kitchen.
Well, Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens is a full-service outdoor lifestyle provider. We do everything from outdoor kitchens, outdoor fireplaces, outdoor fire pits, pavers, structures for, you know, pergolas, and structures for your outdoor kitchen. So we're a full-service outdoor kitchen provider. We also have a showroom. We carry 5 different lines of outdoor cabinetry. We carry 14 different lines of grills, plus we're also a very large Big Green Egg dealer.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. People are doing a lot more outdoor living these days, it seems like, doesn't it?
Outdoor living seems to be the number one thing right now. They seem to really be focusing in on it, and we're kind of looking forward to the new year. I mean, mm-hmm. I think we're in for a very good year, 2017. We had a great year in 2016. And I just think we're going to be doing some expansion this year in 2017.
What were some of your favorite projects that Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens did in 2016?
Well, we did a lot of good projects. One good one that we did, we just finished the 2 fire pits out there at the New Charleston Resort Hotel. Fire pits right there on the harbor, which was fun. We've done some... It's a commercial outdoor kitchen for several different condominium communities and apartment communities. But the biggest fun of it is when we get to work with the individual homeowner and kind of take their vision and put it into reality.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
And that's what I'm looking forward to doing again this year.
Describe those fire pits that Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens installed out at the hotel at Patriots Point.
Well, they're probably the biggest one. We had to use 3 different burners to get in there to get the flame that we're trying to get, and it is definitely
gas fire pits.
Okay. Yes, right on the harbor, and they really look very good, and look forward to seeing them work for many years.
Are they? A lot of times, homeowners will very often see something at a hotel or something that's done commercially and want to kind of copy that idea for their own home. Describe what these fire pits look like.
They're basically were brick, and then we put the burners and all the controls and everything for the gas in there for the fire pit. And Yeah, most people would think they'd be too big for their personal house, but we can also scale that down and do one very similar to that at their own personal house.
A lot of people that are looking to their outdoor area, they love their location, they love their house, they really don't want to move, but they might need more space for entertaining. And I know myself, when we entertain, we love to kind of keep everybody outdoors, and if possible, that you don't mess up the inside of your house. And the weather is so nice here in Charleston, so much of the year that people can be outside more, and so they're looking to create these outdoor rooms outside their house without having to expand the footprint of their own home.
Yeah, we're doing a lot of pavilions, basically, 12 by 20, 12 by 16, basically covered structure, and putting a kitchen underneath it, and also putting the TVs under there, and the whole nine yards. So, I mean, there's all kind of stuff that you can do now in the outdoor living space.
They want the comforts of the indoors on the outdoors of their home.
Exactly.
What when we were building our house, we had I could give you a rundown of the things that we wanted in the outdoor living space, but we didn't know how to make them all fit and work so that it was cohesive and it looked good. Say a homeowner comes to you and says, okay, we're planning to have a swimming pool. We want to have an outdoor kitchen. We want a fire pit. We want a pergola. We want a paver patio. We want a walkway here. We want a water feature over here. But we don't know how to design this space so that it's functional and makes sense, and people will be impressed when they come over to see it. Is that something that – how would Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens handle a situation like that where the homeowner has a list of things that they want to get done?
Well, that's usually how we start. Start with their list of what they would like. And we have a design team. We'll do drawings for them. We'll give them some ideas and kind of move forward with there till we finally produce their dream and bring it to reality.
So Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens, you folks act as kind of the general contractor then?
We're a one-stop shop. We can handle everything from there. We are also licensed builders, so we're able to pull permits with the municipalities. We can do the structures, and we don't do the gas lines and electrical, but we do sub that out, but it all flows through under our one. We're the one stop, you write one check.
Gotcha.
Most people like the idea of having one person and they write one check to have it all done. And
right.
That's the kind of company we are.
What kinds of feedback do you get from your customers that Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens has installed an outdoor kitchen, and maybe they stop by your retail store in Mount Pleasant to pick up some accessories or some charcoal for their big green egg or something, and what kinds of feedback do you get from your customers?
We customer service is very important to us, and we make sure we take care of all of our customers, and we look for them to be a customer of ours for a very long time.
Are they generally happy with their space, and like what kinds of comments do you get?
One thing about what we do, nobody has to have what we do. It's all because they want to, and basically that is the fun part of this, building these outdoor kitchens, because nobody has to have an outdoor kitchen. It's something that they want, and it's always a happy experience, and that's the beautiful thing.
Outdoor kitchens are kind of a recent trend. We've been doing Charleston Home and Design Magazine for over 15 years, and it wasn't until the last few years that the popularity of outdoor kitchens really ramped up. How did you spot that trend? How long has Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens been in business?
Well, we're going on our fourth year, and basically I built my first outdoor kitchen in 2003. And I could not find anybody to help me. There was nobody locally that I could even go to find that. I ended up getting bits and pieces from different places and built my own. And I said, there's a niche here. And I was doing a little bit of work at one time in Florida, and I saw how successful these companies were in Florida. I said, you know, this is going to be a trend here. And being a licensed builder, I was able to say, you know, we can also put that aspect in it, not just be just a company that sells parts and grills and accessories. We can also do the installs and then do the entire job. And that's I saw a niche, and we kind of started it 4 years ago, and we're getting ready to keep on continuing to go.
That's great. Well, that's great. What are you finding that people are asking for in terms of essentials for an outdoor kitchen?
Most people everybody wants a grill. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Most of the time we do both a gas grill and a ceramic grill, like the Big Green Egg. So they have the advantages of both. Most people also want either the power burner for they could do the shrimp boils and the Frogmore stews, or a double side burner. We're getting into some warming drawers, which is also acts as a towel warmer for whenever you're around your swimming pool. And, you know, that's kind of the basics that you see in the kitchen. But we're also seeing now when you're not only doing the kitchen, you're doing the fire, either a fireplace or a fire pit alongside with it.
Are you seeing a lot of televisions outside?
We sell the outdoor televisions. We haven't sold a whole lot of them because they're very expensive. Mm-hmm. A lot of people put TVs out there, but they just use one of their old TVs.
Right.
And but you know, here again, we do have the waterproof outdoor TVs. They do make them, and we do carry them.
Well, that's great. The kind you can just spray with a hose.
Exactly. Put it on a post in the middle of the rain if you wanted to.
Right.
It doesn't have to be under anything, so it's pretty neat.
Well, that's great. Well, being the new year, you know, everybody has a project. This time of year, everybody has a project. And so you might be thinking about what you want to do in your backyard. And the man to talk to is Ken Good with Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens. How can they get a hold of you, Ken?
One other thing before we go, I just want to also say that we've started grill repair and maintenance, and also doing monthly grill cleaning. So that's becoming a big service a lot of people are enjoying. We'll come over to your house once a month, clean your grill for you, and make sure everything's good to go for you. So,
excellent.
Anybody wants to get in touch with us, we got a showroom located at 1000 Johnny Dodd Boulevard, which is right next to Publix, right behind Chick-fil-A in Mount Pleasant. Or they can reach me at 843-216-0006. Or they can also go to our website, palmettooutdoorkitchens.com. And email us at info@palmettooutdoorkitchens.com.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Ken Good with Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens. Thanks, Ken.
Thanks.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is being sponsored by Insul Steel Building Enclosures. And we're very proud to have Insul Steel Building Enclosures as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, coming up January 27th through the 29th. At the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Kathy Bullock with Floor Coverings International. How are you doing, Kathy?
I'm doing great today.
Good.
Thanks, Tim.
Tell everybody about Floor Coverings International.
Well, we are locally owned, but we are part of a national franchise, and we differ from our competitors in that we operate strictly out of mobile showrooms.
Mm-hmm.
So they're chock full of samples. I think the last count was close to 3,000 different choices of flooring, including hardwood, carpet, tile, laminate, and luxury vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
We bring that to the home of our clients and have everything with us right there so they can choose exactly what they want.
Gotcha. So Floor Coverings International, you folks have a mobile showroom. What does the inside of this mobile showroom look like?
Well, it's got different bins, and so it's very well organized. My husband is the person right now who operates the mobile showroom, so it's very well organized. Carpet is in the back. Two sides also open up. It's a sliding van with a sliding door van. That's got tile in one section, hardwood in one section, different types of carpet in other sections, the luxury vinyl samples are in others. So it's meticulously organized.
Gotcha.
To be able to carry that much stuff.
So tell me about the process. Someone calls Floor Coverings International and Do you get people who are building new homes, and do you meet them on the job site if that's the case?
We certainly can. Typically, our main client is a residential replacement or a light commercial replacement.
Gotcha. So so they have an existing home, and they're looking to get new flooring, tear out the old carpeting or
right.
or whatever kind of flooring that they have in there. So I guess I'm just wondering, like, how many trips out to the Floor Coverings International mobile showroom has your husband had to make? Like, do you ever get people who don't really know what they want? And
absolutely, absolutely. And of course, Rob's been doing this for so many years, he can pretty much hone in when he first meets with a client to find out what they like and what they don't like. Many times people have a picture, but they don't really know how to make that particular floor happen. They've seen something in a magazine. Many times it's a picture that we've had in a magazine. Or they've been told by a friend, hey, for instance, bamboo is a fabulous option if you're looking to do hardwood flooring. And so Rob will bring the samples in accordingly. Mm-hmm. He can bring as many or as few as the client would like to see. A lot of clients don't want a whole lot of choices. They want to see 3 good choices or 5 good choices and make their decision based on that. And most of the time he'll bring something in at 3 different price points, mm-hmm. a lower, a mid, and a higher price mm-hmm. point.
What kind of flooring are you folks typically tearing out of the house? What's the old flooring?
Mostly it's carpet being torn out and replaced with either new carpet if it's a bedroom or an upstairs area. But many times it's carpet and going completely hardwood mm-hmm. all over the house.
Gotcha. And so when it comes to the choices for hardwood, is Rob going to ask them about what kind of a budget do they have in mind?
Absolutely. Okay. Yes. And of course, hardwood is the most expensive choice. There are also some really good choices. Laminates these days are very good, mm-hmm. and they look very much like real wood. And many times that's a better choice for a pet owner mm-hmm. because it tends to scratch less than a real wood product. Mm-hmm. And another great choice that can still look like a wood floor is a luxury vinyl plank, mm-hmm. But it's a vinyl, and it is virtually waterproof. And Cortec, which is one of the brands that we carry, also puts a pet-proof warranty mm-hmm. on the product. It's a fabulous product.
And for those out there that have an instant they're not real happy when you use the word vinyl,
right.
because they're thinking of the sheet vinyl that maybe they had in their old kitchen a long time ago. Maybe I installed some sheet vinyl in an apartment and it didn't take long and it got torn up.
Right.
but the luxury vinyl tile, that is completely, it's a different product than what people are used to.
And it's laid just like a plank of wood. So it's mm-hmm. laid by our hardwood installers. And like I said, it can look just like hardwood. It can also, we've got a line that also looks very much like natural stone. So you can have a plank that looks like travertine, for mm-hmm. instance.
And, just to kind of put people's minds at ease, a lot of very high-end hotels are having the luxury vinyl tile
yes.
installed. Even a lot of very high-end homes
absolutely.
Are having the luxury vinyl tile planks installed. So you're not trying to push something that people are not asking for already.
Absolutely. And recently, a new construction home in Somerville, a very nice, nice home, did their entire house in Cortec luxury vinyl.
And you really cannot tell the difference.
Not until you get down and scratch it with your fingernail.
Right,
it's just a beautiful look.
And if it does get stretched, what happens? Hold up well?
It holds up very well. Probably the luxury vinyl plank would be the least or the most scratch resistant of anything in our line. Mm-hmm. Again, don't want to not push laminate too, because laminate's also a great option. Tends to scratch a little bit less than say a wood product. Of course, if you have a wood product and it gets scratched, you can take a stain pen and that kind of thing mm-hmm. and
What happens if a homeowner's house is on a slab, it's not on a crawl space? Can they still get hardwood flooring installed from
yes.
Floor Coverings International?
Yes. In that particular case, though, we have to do an engineered wood product.
And that's different from laminate.
Exactly, exactly. We can do laminate. We can do the Cortec, the luxury vinyl on a slab, but an engineered wood product rather than a solid wood that is finished on site, that you can only do when you have a crawl space.
And describe what engineered wood is, because it looks just like regular hardwood.
Yes.
And then you've got a couple different plies that are below the hardwood. So that's what gives it that stability.
Exactly.
To be able to put down on the slab. And I've heard that you can, with an engineered hardwood product, you can even sand it and refinish it, in 10 or 15 years if it needs it.
Occasionally, a manufacturer will put out there that you can do that. And, of course, depending on the we're doing a lot with hand scrape right now. So depending on the finish that's currently on the floor, typically Rob, though, recommends not.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a situation, say 10 or 15 years down the road. If you want new floors, we would take those out and install a new one. An engineered wood product is not really made mm-hmm. for being refinished.
I gotcha. Okay.
We would caution anybody to think that.
All right. And then once a homeowner picks out the type of flooring that they would like, do you sub out the work, or do you have installers that work for Floor Coverings International?
We do sub out the work, but we have our same crews. We're working with the same crews that we have for the past 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
And we oversee the installation ourselves. So we have a project manager, which is either me or Rob, that'll be on site off and on with our installers. And we also put a warranty on our installers' work. So a lot of companies don't do that. We will warranty our installation process for 2 years
mm-hmm.
on top of the manufacturer's warranty for the product, mm-hmm. which also sets us apart from many of our competitors.
The fact that Floor Coverings International, you folks have a mobile showroom, and rather than a showroom that people have to drive to, that gives me the impression that that there's maybe going to be some money savings involved.
Absolutely,
that
yes.
That there's a price advantage that Floor Coverings International has?
There certainly can be. We don't have the overhead that some of the bigger stores do, but we also have national buying power because we're a part of a national franchise,
mm-hmm.
and so that helps.
Good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Floor Coverings International?
Well, they're welcome to call me directly at 843-425-9721. And if they'd like to make an appointment, they can call our appointment line at 843-695-7801.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Kathy Bullock with Floor Coverings International. Thanks so much, Kathy.
You're welcome. Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is being sponsored by Insul Steel Building Enclosures. And we're very proud to have Insul Steel Building Enclosures as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, coming up January 27th to the 29th at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Robert Gatch with All About Garage Doors. How you doing, Robert?
Pretty good, Tim. Thank
good.
You.
Take a moment and tell everybody about All About Garage Doors, Robert.
All About Garage Doors is a locally owned family business. We've been in business over 10 years now, serving the Low Country.
Mm-hmm.
I started the business part-time, and just the business grew over the years, providing good customer service and quality price and,
mm-hmm.
Best price you can.
Gotcha. Good deal. And so All About Garage Doors, you folks, your specialty is the garage door. And does All About Garage Doors, do you work just with people who are building new homes for new construction, or do you also replace garage doors on existing homes?
We replace garage doors on existing homes. Also, we work with local custom builders in the area. A lot of time with the process is when people are thinking about planning stage of something to do with their garage door or something, they usually call us and we'll schedule an appointment for me to come out and sit down with them and kind of go over the options with the type of doors mm-hmm. that we carry. And that's usually how the process gets started. So retrofit, that's what we call in the industry. When you replace one door with the other, mm-hmm. it seems to be real popular now. It's something that you can do at a reasonable cost that can really impact the way your house looks, mm-hmm. you know, kind of separate you from your neighbor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, you drive down most neighborhoods, and the biggest thing that you see on that house is the garage door. A lot of homes, they put those garages right out front for mm-hmm. you, and you know, some. If I had the choice, and I'm sure you would too, you would want the most attractive looking garage door that you could out there, since it's such a big thing to look at.
Oh yes, definitely, Tim. It seems like my customers, they're either wanting something to stand out, or they're either wanting something to blend in with the house. Mm-hmm. So, a lot of times when I come out, I used to not give my opinion so much, but I've been doing it for so long that I can go with the customer. And we can take a look at the doors that we offer and kind of see what would be the best fit for their house mm-hmm. with the overall look that they're trying to get.
Is there a certain type of garage door that you're seeing more homeowners choosing these days?
I would think there's a wide variety of them. I think CHI Overhead Doors is the dealer that we carry, and they have a new product out called Accent. And what it is a wood tone looking door. It's a steel door that is powder coated to look like wood. Mm-hmm. And it seems to be real popular more so now, because they have such a variety of different colors. It looks real realistic. And also you don't have the maintenance that you would have with real wood.
Mm-hmm. Is the carriage style door, is that still real popular?
It is. You're starting to see a lot. I remember when I first started in business, you know, 10 years ago, that there really wasn't the carriage style door out there. Now you see a lot of that now. It's very popular. So I think that this wood tone color is something that kind of even separates that from your neighbor mm-hmm. also.
What's your opinion on the material the garage doors are made out of? Because you can buy garage doors that you have garage doors at All About Garage Doors that are made of wood, and then you also have garage doors that are made out of like a man-made material, synthetic material.
Correct. And we carry the wood products, we carry the vinyl products, and also the steel products. A lot of what that's going to do is with maintenance and what area you're going in, what kind of look you're going for. The wood products are real nice. We sell them and we put up a lot of them. But one of the first things I tell customers is be prepared that you're going to have to stain this door, you know, very regularly to keep it, maintain it. Mm-hmm. Whereas with the steel doors, you don't have that. Also with the vinyl doors, you don't have that. So it depends on what the customer's looking for and also what budget they're in. So the steel doors seem to fit more into the budget on some of these projects. The wooden doors seem to be more custom and more unique mm-hmm. to everybody.
Yeah, the wood doors, I have to admit, I think they look more attractive than the steel or the vinyl doors. But you have to, like you said, you have to be prepared for the maintenance that goes along with it. I remember we were planning to get a wood carriage style door for our garage when we were building our house, and our builder said, you know, you're going to get a lot of rain that's going to hit the mm-hmm. Hit the driveway,
right,
and then splash up on your wood door, and so, you know, it's going to be something you're going to have to deal with at some point down the road, which you're not going to have to deal with if you have a steel or a vinyl door.
Correct. And that's pretty much what I tell customers. Mm-hmm. And then what some of their concerns they have is that if it looks realistic. So CHI Accent Doors have done a great job. That's why I'm glad to be carrying their product. They've done, if you notice, if you look at wood, you have light, dark tones mm-hmm. in wood, and that's just because it's natural. So with our Accent model, we are able to duplicate that in our wood-looking doors. So you get that the light colors, you get those dark colors, you can get the mahogany, you can get the oak, you can get the light oak. So there's a lot of options out there. And like I said, again, you know, we live down here in this climate. Anything that has to do less maintenance on and is a better thing. I know it for me because I'm always doing something around the house, maintaining.
We always have better things to do.
Right. And we're always trying to maintain something. And I think that with the garage door, that's something that you can kind of put up and kind of just a little minor maintenance. Yep. And forget about it.
You know, we've talked a lot about new installs, but what if someone just has a problem with their existing garage door? It doesn't need to be replaced, but there is a repair that's needed. Do they have to have bought their door from All About Garage Doors, or do you work with doors that were installed from somebody else?
Yeah, we work with all of the manufacturers out here. We have a fully stocked service van that's on the road every day that's out there. So if anybody's having any problems, we do free estimates. If you know they think something's wrong with their door, they can call us. We also do same day service in case they have like a broken spring or something's broke that where they can't get the door up. Mm-hmm. So that is an option. They can call us and we'd be more than happy to get out there for them.
What are a couple of the most common problems that people have when they call All About Garage Doors for a repair? Problems that they could avoid. Troubleshooting things that you would suggest to a homeowner. Because I know we've had All About Garage Doors out, and it took the repair guy about 2 seconds to say, mm-hmm. "Oh, that little
what's sensor."
That? The sensor is, you know, somebody knocked into it by accident, and it's not lined up, mm-hmm. so you can't open your. That would be one thing. Check your sensor, right?
And that's why we do the free estimates, because we actually want people to call us out there and then we'll go and let them know, because we want them to feel good about the product that they're doing. They want them to be able to go out and push their garage door button and their garage door go up. Mm-hmm. But there are some little small maintenance things that you can do like that, you know, greasing the rollers and the springs, the moving parts, because it is your largest moving part of your house. You know, checking those little things, but the garage door openers now are so smart now that they'll tell you codes if there's something going on. So mm-hmm. it's like something like that is real quick, because our technicians can come out there and they can read the code and they see what it is. Mm-hmm. And so that enables them. But we get a lot of calls this time of year with the weather, springs. You know, they get some age on, they'll break, they get, you know, brittle. And we don't ever recommend anybody trying to change the springs out by themselves. Just get a technician knows what he's doing. It can be kind of dangerous.
What if someone needs a new remote or an extra remote? Does All About Garage Doors, you folks help homeowners with that?
We do. They can either call our office or even our service van carries all the remotes that you would need. Mm-hmm. And we can program them for you and deliver them to you at a fair, reasonable price.
Right, right. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about All About Garage Doors?
They can check us out on our webpage at aagdcharleston.com, or they can call us up at area code 843-832-4304, mm-hmm. and they can reach out to us, and we'd be more happy to help them.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Robert Gatch with All About Garage Doors. Thanks, Robert.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Bob Hyland with Southern Lumber and Millwork. How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing great, Tim. Good to see you again.
Bob, take a moment and tell everybody about Southern Lumber and Millwork.
Well, it's always one of my blessings to talk about. You know, we've been we're celebrating our 75th anniversary this year. We were established in 1941. We currently have about 100 associates that work with Southern Lumber. And it's just, I tell people all the time, you know, one of the benefits or the blessings of working for Southern Lumber is you feel like you're family. Yes, we're family owned and operated, but the 100 employees, we just feel like we're all part of that family. And that's the way they treat us. And so it's just a real blessing to be a part of what mm-hmm. Southern Lumber is all about.
And there was a passing of the baton to the grandson, right? Thad Schuler?
Yes, sir.
And now, and he's a young guy. He's what, in his 30s?
30s.
Mm-hmm. And And so his grandfather, is that right, started Southern Lumber?
That is correct.
And so his family has been working at Southern Lumber and developing it and so forth over the 75 years. And now the older generation has handed it off to him, right?
Correct. That's what we call it. This is our third generation, mm-hmm. of the ownership, correct.
A lot of things have changed in the lumber business. A few years ago, Southern Lumber wasn't very well known for windows and doors, but when they hired you, that was kind of a specialty of yours, and you've really ramped up what Southern Lumber and Millwork offers to builders and architects and homeowners in terms of windows and doors.
Correct. I came to Southern Lumber 7.5 years ago, and actually, interesting time, it was actually during the downturn of the economy in 2009, and it was probably the last department, as Southern Lumber talked about, that really needed to be established at Southern Lumber to make it a full-service lumber yard. We had established about a year before that the framing side for new construction. Prior to that, we were just mostly focused on the remodel, but now we do remodel, new construction, replacement. Basically, we can service about anybody mm-hmm. On that end of it. So the windows and the doors line, our two premium lines actually are Marvin and Anderson, and we've done well with both those lines. 2014, we're actually Anderson's National Dealer of the Year. Hmm. So it's been a blessing to have both of those companies, come alongside of us.
What does that mean to be Anderson's National Dealer of the Year?
Well, what that actually means is that criteria was established based on our sales growth, mm-hmm. but they couple that also with service. We're the number one service dealer for Anderson in the Southeast. So the service rep that we have for Anderson covers 42 locations out of 4 states, and we're their number one dealer. Mm-hmm. So it means basically to a homeowner or to a builder is that we have a service team. We have a service manager, and he has an associate. So we actually look at older product for Anderson. We look at current product for Anderson. So we pretty much can do about anything for Anderson on the service side of things. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. And inevitably, no matter what kind of product you have in your house, there's going to be some kind of an issue that you probably are going to have. You might not for sure, but that's good to have a local company like Southern Lumber and Millwork that you can immediately call up and say, hey, we bought our windows from Southern 14 years ago. We're experiencing, what kind of a service call might you get?
Well, it's a good thing that you mentioned something like that, because it may not be somebody that actually, because again, we established the window department 7.5 years ago. So yes, Southern Lumber sold some windows prior to that, but really we didn't have a department. And so we weren't even selling Anderson at that point. This is our 7th year with Anderson as of this month. Mm-hmm. So we'll get calls from homeowners that bought Anderson 10, 12, 15 years ago from another dealer. But they just need some help, mm-hmm. whether it's a lock mechanism, whether it's a piece of glass or a sash or a mm-hmm. panel, whatever it is. Because basically your warranty is usually only covered for the first 2 years in terms of labor. After that, you have a period of 20 years for seal failure or 10 years for the other parts. So you really want somebody to be able to – it's qualified to service and install that stuff. And in most cases, most homeowners couldn't do that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So they need somebody with expertise to be able to do that. So whether it's the Anderson side or the Marvin side, we're able to do both.
Mm-hmm. What kind of new changes or innovations are you seeing with windows and doors for 2017?
Well, the biggest change that we're seeing is that the taller product, it's interesting. I started doing this stuff 30 years ago, and 8-foot tall ceilings were pretty standard. Mm-hmm. Then it crept into 9-foot. Then a few years back, it started 10, we started, standard to 10-foot. Now we're seeing 11 and 12-foot ceilings, as standard. So as those, ceiling heights, and primarily on the first floor, have increased, the product also has had to get taller, and also that creates some issues in terms of, design that we're in a coastal market. What can we do? So Anderson and Marvin both now have 10-foot tall doors. Mm-hmm. So you have a 12-foot ceiling. That's usually what you kind of want, is that 2-foot of spacing there for your crown, your trim, your coffered ceilings, or whatever you're going to do in terms of those rooms. So we're seeing 10-foot tall hinge doors, 10-foot tall gliding doors. And along with that also came the 8-foot tall casements. We had 8-foot tall double hungs. We didn't have the casements. So new for this year, Marvin's had their 8-foot tall casements. Anderson just came out with their 8-foot tall casements this year.
What's a casement window?
Casement is basically, it's a window that basically is cranks out. Mm-hmm. So rather than going up and down, it actually, you know, it's kind of like a door in some respect. You're just moving a crank, mm-hmm. you know, to fold
are
it
those,
out.
Are those more popular than the double hung?
No, we're pretty much still a traditional double hung market, you know, here. You know, we do sell casements, you know. Sunrooms are real popular for casements, but we do also do whole houses of casements as well. Mm-hmm. But again, we're pretty traditional in this market here, so a lot of double hungs. Mm-hmm. For example, we have a project, you know, coming up. It's actually in the framing stage now. We have 10-foot tall double hungs in that house.
Mm. You know, if memory serves, when we built our house, I don't believe there was a huge price difference between like a 6'8", which is like a standard size door, right?
Correct.
And an 8.0 door. And I remember thinking, wow, this is great. I'm going to, you know, we went with those eight foot doors because those were, you know, when you're right, when you have like tall ceilings that looks, it looks a lot better. It looks more appropriate and it's great to have the extra view.
Well, sure, you're right. Because back years ago, you know, what we would do for that 8 foot is we would take a 6'8" tall door, then add a transom on the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, so now you have your height, but you lose a little bit of the glass area there. Mm-hmm. So it's just, actually, it's more economical. We go a full 8 foot tall door than it is to go 6'8" with the transom.
Mm-hmm.
The 6'8" with the transoms were pretty traditional. That's what we saw a lot of historical areas, primarily because they didn't have real tall doors back then either. Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, so we see a lot of tall doors today.
Mm-hmm. Is Southern Lumber and Millwork still selling a lot of hurricane impact rated windows and doors?
It probably now, I've looked at the numbers, we're about 80% impact glass today. So, of course, situations like this happened, you know, recently, you know, with Matthew really heightens those things, you know, when you get a pretty strong storm category one coming in. So, but most people that are moving down here have heard of the stories, they've heard of the damage, stuff like that. So the last thing they want to do is be, you know, putting plywood over the top of their windows, plus mm-hmm. the aesthetic part of it. So, yeah, impact is a real big deal.
Yeah, I remember we did not evacuate for Hurricane Matthew, and I kept having to reassure my wife and girls that all of the talk that they're, you know, that the news media is talking about, that they're warning people who don't have doors and windows like we do, and we have the impact rated windows and doors, and so we're going to be safe, girls. Don't worry. But that is, it's a great peace of mind, and we just recently experienced that, and we were thanking our stars that you know that we had that impact rated windows. A lot of changes going on at Southern Lumber and Millwork in terms of your location, and talk briefly about that because we're almost out of time.
Yeah, real quickly, we talked about last time. You know, we've been in eminent domain situation. Everybody can probably see off I-26. They've shut down exit 217 right there because they're putting in a brand new bridge to go into the north area there. So
for the new container.
Yeah, port. Correct.
North
and,
Charleston.
Yeah, and so that's affected us. It's taken an acre and a half of our property, and so we've had to build new buildings. Well, we're pretty much at the end of it. You know, we finished the last building at this point here. We're actually paving the back part of the parking lot because, again, we're about 100 associates, and we need parking spaces. So the next thing that we'll be, you know, working on actually from about January to April this coming year in 2017 is we're redesigning the showroom. We're adding more product, much like what we talked about earlier, the multi-slide doors, the lift-and-slide doors, the folding doors, the mahogany windows, this higher-end stuff that we've been selling actually quite a bit but didn't have it on display. So that's really new for 2017 for Southern Lumber.
Mm, well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Southern Lumber and Millwork?
Well, the best thing is that you can go to our website, you know, www.southernlumbermillwork.com, or you can call our office at 843-744-6281. Love to you know, help you any way we can.
Yep, and when I was remodeling my first house back in like 1991, I was looking for some molding to match the 1912 house that I was remodeling, and nobody had it, and the one thing that they all said was try Southern. So that definitely, if you're looking for something hard to find, especially the moldings, which Southern Lumber and Millwork is quite known for, definitely try Southern. Well, we have been talking with Bob Hyland with Southern Lumber and Millwork. Thanks so much, Bob.
Well, thanks, Tim. Appreciate it. Talking about a home. Talking about me and you. The things we'll do or say to home.
Been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.